This morning, we speak with the President and CEO of Zulig Pharma Incorporated, Mr. Raymond Azurin. Good morning, Raymond.
Yeah, good morning, Alvin. Thanks for this chance.
Thank you for allowing us to speak with you. And as head of the biggest pharmaceutical distribution company in the Philippines, your career never started in sales and the pharmaceutical industry, having graduated with a degree in AB Economics and went to corporate. How come you eyed the pharmaceutical industry among others in the corporate world?
Yeah, so you know, I only took 2 years of law, so I wasn't able to complete this because by the time I did after my father died when I was in university, I kind of thought that that was my career path. But in the middle of it, you know, when I was still taking up night classes while I was working, you know, I just found that that wasn't for me. So I chose the healthcare. It's really by coincidence that the industry at that time was growing. You know, I think it's really good to be in healthcare for many reasons. It's very professional. You know, you're speaking to doctors and trying to be part of the science and knowing the science behind how people manage their health was really very interesting for me. So, you know, it wasn't just any sales job. It's a really great sort of career to be in, especially if you're talking about, you know, high-quality medicines and how you participate and help the professionals in that healthcare industry to manage patients better. So that's where it all started.
And it's all worth it, shifting from law to corporate.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's something that was kind of easier for me, I think. It was. I love talking to people. I like the strategy part, you know, I like the commercial side of it, especially the healthcare industry where I worked for many, many years. It was really good to be part of being there when you launch discovery, you know, blockbuster products that really cure ailments, and you'll be able to talk to doctors about, you know, disease management. Definitely very, very fulfilling for me.
We know that after your first break at Naturnman Philippines, where you started as a medical representative, you migrated to Australia together with your family in 1989. And in Australia, during your first year with AstraMedica, you were awarded MedRef of the Year, receiving 50% of all the awards given out that year. And in the coming years after that, you have held quite extraordinary positions and you stayed in Australia for 18 years.
Yes.
You had a good career in Australia, but in 2002 you decided to go back to the Philippines. What made you decide to go back to the Philippines then?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons. Primarily, I just thought that, you know, it was good to go kind of go back to the roots. So my children were still young, so I also wanted them to have a taste of the culture of the Philippines, you know, so because most of them, you know, they were all born in Australia. So I think having that opportunity was really good for the kids, you know, so to get to know their family, their cousins, and to live here and just try to assimilate the culture of the Philippines, which I think for me was very important. We only stayed there for about 4 or 5 years, but it was a very strong foundation for them to kind of take in the good things about what it is to be a Filipino. So that has a lot to do with family, with faith, with values of hard work, and just to be exposed with the realities of poverty and find a reason to be able to help other people, you know, at least just to be able to expose to that. Gives them that opportunity to see the other side of the world and see whether they could use their talents in the future to be able to help out. That was kind of the main motivation. Yeah, so I was here from 2002 until I completed whatever I needed to complete with that sort of company. You know, it was a company that was really needed a boost in terms of a new model. So I, you know, created a new business model for them. And then eventually we sold 2/3 of that to partners to form a new company. And then from there, even though they wanted me to stay, I thought that I completed that task and just headed back to Sydney again. And then from there, I worked for an Australian manufacturer for ResMed in the Asia-Pacific region. So yeah, I was reporting to the vice president for Asia-Pac, which is really good. Yeah, it was a great Australian company globally. Yeah, then I just thought I wouldn't come back anymore until I got this offer in 2008 to now take on the bigger part of the business for Zulig. So which was really the distribution side. So $1.5 billion business. It's a very complex business, but I was excited with the opportunities to rethink about how to grow that business moving forward against all the environment of the regulations, the generics, and all the other sort of factors that impacted the business. And I've been here since 2008 till today, and we've built a really healthy business. But I think more so we've created a lot of impact in terms of the healthcare industry. We did a lot of new innovation in terms of vaccinating people who never were vaccinated before, created models of providing better access for the products and better visibility for the products, helping out that trade customers get into better supply chain management and working, collaborating with them. We do a lot of patient adherence, you know, where we counsel patients with diabetes. We've just recently launched the dengue vaccine, which is the first in the world, so we built a new facility for that. So there's a lot of these things that you kind of do to showcase that, you know, that the Philippine healthcare is something that people should invest in. You know, there's tremendous opportunities here to provide for not only great sort of products, but just to be able to reach the many parts of our country that are not getting the health care that they deserve. So directly or indirectly or in collaborations with many other companies, I think is something that's very fulfilling for me.
You mentioned providing for the healthcare sector, but is there enough potential opportunities in the Philippines that can provide employment to new graduates or job seekers?
Oh, yeah. The industry, I think it's sad that we lose a lot of the healthcare professionals overseas because of better pay, better opportunities. So I think one of the things that we've been trying to collaborate with many other companies is how to increase the healthcare spending and increase the healthcare infrastructure. So during the last sort of 5-7 years, there's a number of players in the non-traditional healthcare players who have invested heavily in modernizing hospitals like the Pangilinan Group has, with Ayala Group getting into both hospitals and pharmacies. And we have a lot of foreign players who have now come in to expand and increase the quality of drugstores and patient care. So I think in the future, what we're trying to drive at is that we don't lose our healthcare professionals. We don't have much in the Philippines at the moment. You know, we have few doctors, you know, we have few hospitals. We only got about 1,000 private hospitals to service the entire country, and about maybe 800 to 900 government hospitals. That's not enough for 100 million people. So the prospects of digital health is very key to providing healthcare access to the rural areas, you know, so we built collaborations in there to make sure that those sort of people could access healthcare in a cost-effective fashion, an accessible fashion. So there are now implementations of telehealth, you know, where you could call a doctor anytime, 24/7, and well, we've been part of all that sort of in terms of helping companies get into and invest in healthcare. So yes, there's tremendous opportunities. We're one of the countries in Asia that is growing so quickly and consistently. So I think one of the areas of, you know, opportunities that we've got a very, very young population. You know, majority of our population is under 35 years old. And then we've got a million growing of BPO, outsourced working between, you know, 10 or 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, 10 at night to 6 o'clock. And that sort of work hours, that graveyard shift has tremendous impact on health. These are our future. This is the fastest growing contributor of our economy, and we need to find healthcare, you know, tailor fit for that industry. And that is part of the things that we're trying to uncover and create moving forward. So impacting healthcare in the Philippines is really what is so fulfilling for me at the moment. You know, there's so many avenues by which, you know, to get access to that healthcare to many Filipinos who could not afford it. So and I think having government in both the private sector and the government work together with it, there's really enough opportunities, and people could continue being pharmacists and, you know, and practice in growing institutions, quality institutions, instead of just, you know, leaving their families here and going overseas.
Thank you very much, Mr. Raymond Azurian, President and CEO of the Zulig Pharma Corporation.
Thanks very much, Adeline. I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.